I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Welcome to Fronteras, a show about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and the changing demographics in the Southwest. On April 13th, the Texas State Board of Education voted to create curriculum standards for a Mexican-American Studies course for Texas public schools. It's being based on an existing course being taught in the Houston Independent School District. Normally, this would be considered a victory for activists who have been calling for a MAS course for years. However, in making the decision, the majority of the board approved a last-minute name change for the course. Instead of Mexican-American Studies, the course would be called Ethnic Studies, an overview of Americans of Mexican descent. Many proponents for the course considered the name change an insult to their heritage and to their identity. At a press conference in San Antonio Wednesday, Juan Tejeda, a retired MAS professor at Palo Alto College, says the name change is a throwback to the Jim Crow era.
There are some people that say that, so what? We made history, we got a class, the course is still going to be that no matter what they call it. But we disagree. Names are important. And if they change our names, then what else are they going to change about us?
Getting an approved curriculum for Mexican-American studies has been a rocky road in Texas. Since 2015, two proposed textbooks for a potential curriculum were rejected by the State Board of Education. San Antonio native Marisa Perez Diaz is a member of the Texas State Board of Education, representing District 3, which covers numerous South Texas counties, including Bee, Gonzales, and Karnes County, and parts of Bear and Hidalgo counties. Shortly after the April 13th vote, Perez Diaz released an angry statement calling the name change a, quote, slap in the face. She joins us on Fronteras to give us some more background on the State Board of Education's long road to this decision and why she takes the name change so personally.
For the last 4.5 years, we've been working side by side, advocates in the field, experts, subject matter experts, people who are passionate about Mexican American studies and wanting to see this implemented in K-12 education. You know, we've seen a lot of roadblocks for one reason or another. We went through two potential adoptions of instructional materials that failed. It wasn't without effort to get to today. At the end of last year, the Board of Education, the majority of the board, finally decided that this is the right thing to do. My colleagues were finally convinced that this made sense, and so we were moving in the right direction to support Mexican American Studies as an elective that's state vetted with some standards. And so I was excited coming into this new year. Come January, we hear a bunch of testimony, and you know, the push again was there to create some standards for a course. So coming into this last meeting in April, I was very excited, very hopeful, because we're going to have an agenda item. We're going to look to approve this Mexican American Studies course for vetting by the state and to set some standards. The importance behind this is because when you set standards for a course, you're standardizing the course across the state. That way, no matter what district, no matter what school wants to implement this course, there's a standardized curriculum, so everybody is learning the same content, not necessarily in the same way because, you know, educators make these courses their own. But at the very least, you have a foundational knowledge that's being shared across the state. On top of which, seeing the introduction of ethnic-specific studies, courses of study, is vital because we're a very diverse state. And so acknowledging those identities in our classrooms is so important because culturally relevant teaching, there's tons of research to support that when you're culturally sensitive and when you involve a child's history, when they see individuals in textbooks and in curriculum that look like them, they're going to pay that much more attention. They're going to be able to relate. They're going to take pride in who they are. So I was hopeful. I was excited. We start having this conversation at our board meeting after about 40 testifiers who are in support of this course. And at the 11th hour, there's an amendment that's proposed completely shocked me. I had no idea what was going to happen. So they introduced, instead of Mexican American Studies, the title Ethnic Studies, an Overview of Americans of Mexican Descent. What does that mean? Is this going to be a watered-down version again of history? You know, what does that mean for the standards? Are we going to change those standards? There's a very unclear goal when you rename something like that. And so, you know, it's frustrating because, quite frankly, the individuals who have been advocating for this course, I think, should have been a part of this conversation. We should have been privy to the idea or the notion that there was, you know, discomfort with the name. They should have had conversations with us in advance of, you know, blindsiding us and, you know, pushing this amendment through at the 11th hour. You know, unfortunately, as minorities on this board, we find ourselves on the losing end of a lot of battles. The name change, on Wednesday when we took the initial vote, that name change was supported in a 10-4 vote. It was heartbreaking.
And we need to point out that there are 5 minority members on that board.
Yes,
5 people of color, including yourself.
Yes, ma'am. That was hard. That was very hard to accept because in that instance, my colleagues around the boardroom sent the message that, you know, we're going to give you a win, but you can't quite have it all. And just so that you're aware, you know, your identity, it's not really that important because at least you're getting your course. That's beside the point, right? This isn't about a title of a course. This is, number one, about a nationally recognized field of study. Who is this board who is not a majority educator board? You know, who is the majority of the board to decide to rename a field of study? That's number one. Number two, how do you reconcile identifying individuals who aren't at the table to talk about that? I struggled with that, and it was hard. The minority vote, you know, the dissenting voice on that vote recognized that at the very end of the day, we need to have a course in place. We need to have a place to start. And so the subsequent vote was to vote for the actual course to be looked at and considered to set a set of standards. And so, you know, so we, in a majority vote then, decided that that was where we wanted to go. I wasn't going to say no to that because we've worked too hard, too long, committed many, many hours to seeing that this happens, not because there's a political agenda behind it, but because it's the right thing to do for our kids, and not just our Mexican-American students, not just our Latino students, but all of our students across Texas. You know, so we voted in favor of it, and I had people pull me aside and tell me, look, Marisa, we're really trying to help you. Let's just talk about this. You know, let's just take this back to our communities and have them tell us, you know, what they think. We've been doing that for 4.5 years. We've been talking for 4.5 years, and it's gotten nowhere. So that's lip service. Don't give me that. Give me action, right? Give me action to support what you're telling me. As an elected official, we're answerable. We're accountable to the people who voted us into office. But at the same time, in this position, we are accountable to all of the students across Texas because we're creating public education policy. And again, while I respect their positions, many of my colleagues on this board, their constituency does not look like my constituency. You know, we are border districts. Many of the individuals that we represent identify as Mexican American. And so to have that stripped from us was just really difficult.
And so you're colleague there on the board, David Bradley, a Republican, he was the one who basically said the hyphenization of Americanism is divisive, and that was very reminiscent of the Arizona book ban that some people might have been familiar with, where Mexican American Studies was essentially banned in Arizona for several years because they were supposedly teaching, quote unquote, the overthrow of the government and un-Americanism, essentially. But again, like you were saying, you and I, we're Hispanic. We don't identify ourselves as Americans of Mexican origin, we identify ourselves as Mexican American or Hispanic or Latinos or Chicanas or however we decide to call ourselves, but that's how we identify ourselves. And it might be offensive to many of our population to have somebody else tell us what to call ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so this hyphenization, obviously, you know, it applies to other Americans, African Americans, American Indians, Native Americans, you have Jewish Americans, you have Irish Americans, you Absolutely. Have Asian Americans. Was that comment, do you think, targeted exclusively at Mexican Americans, or do you think it might have been targeted at all minorities who identify themselves with that hyphen?
This is a complex question because there's a lot of different moving parts, but what I'll say to that is very plainly, I believe so, yes, because, you know, there's so much focus on this name change and that vote that was taken, but what has not been captured is the fact that we took a subsequent vote to approve vetting other ethnic studies courses, namely African American studies, Latin American studies, Native American studies, and Asian Pacific Islander American studies. Why were all of those quote-unquote hyphenated names, identities, okay with the board, but Mexican American studies was offensive and un-American? One of the other things that Bradley has mentioned was that, I think he was quoted as saying in an article, they just don't know how to say thank you. To that I say, I don't owe anybody a thank you for teaching history, for teaching what is American history. In that statement, there are a lot, I mean, he's saying a lot. Number one, we owe somebody something for having our own stories told, which, I mean, I think is completely ridiculous. Children across the state of Texas need to be learning true history. They need to have research-based, fact-based history. That includes the Mexican-American experience, particularly in the Southwest, because Texas, everybody knows, and very few people want to recognize, that Texas was Mexico. The cliche, you know, typical statement you hear, but it's so accurate. The border crossed our families. We were here long before America was America. But at the very end of the day, it's about not just identity, but it's about acknowledging who people are and the value that they bring and the fact that they have a rightful place in our country, you know. And I'll say it again, in our country. Jersey, I don't know, New Jersey, I don't know how long ago, but New Jersey, they acknowledged October as Italian American History Month. That's hyphenated Americanism. But nobody's, you know, screaming at the rafters about Italian Americanism. I proudly represent Italian Americans and German Americans and Asian Americans. Their identity doesn't offend me. It doesn't hurt who I am. In fact, it enriches who I am because they too have history here and they too have contributed to the country that I love.
We're talking to Marisa Perez Diaz, representing District 3 on the Texas State Board of Education. When we come back,
I've had a lot of, you know, Anglo-Americans, a lot of white people ask me, you know, like, why isn't it just American? But I've also had fellow Latinos ask me, and that's a little hard to accept, right? But what I say to that is, as much as I want to be just American, I'm reminded every day that I'm not just American.
More with Marisa Perez Diaz next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The Texas State Board of Education will meet in a couple of weeks to review standards for a Mexican American Studies, or MAS, course that it has renamed Ethnic Studies, an overview of Americans of Mexican descent. Marisa Perez Diaz, a member of the board, says the name change is a personal slap in the face to her identity and to that of millions of Mexican Americans in Texas and across the nation.
You know, it's hard. It's really hard for me. And this is where it's a little bit emotional, to be honest. The very first time I knew about Dolores Huerta, I was taking a Moss course at UT Austin. You know, I didn't learn that history. Local history, I learned through my grandma. My grandmother was picketing with Emma Tenayuca at the pecan factories. As a 9-year-old, she was there. But the interesting thing is, whenever she would tell me, and you know, God rest her soul, she's a beautiful person, but she found so much shame in having to do those sorts of things. And she wasn't proud to share those stories with me. And I had to convince her that, you know, Lita, esas historias son más importante que nada. That is how she enriched my life, sharing those stories. But to know that she was ashamed of it, was really hard. It was really hard. My father, his name is George. My paternal grandmother didn't speak English, called him Yorchi. But that just goes to show you, right? There was this inherent need to become American, even when you didn't speak the language, because these people were shamed, right? My parents were in schools. My mom would get spanked for speaking Spanish, told it was a dirty language. My grandparents didn't speak English. There's an entire generation that has lost that piece of themselves because they were shamed out of it. That's crazy to me. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. You know, but one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot lately is that I am American. I'm proud to be American. I wouldn't want to live in any other country. But I also would never change my skin color or the texture of my hair or the accent on my name, you know, because I'm proud of that piece of me too. And I've had a lot of, you know, Anglo-Americans, a lot of white people ask me, you know, like, why isn't it just American? But I've also had fellow Latinos ask me. And that's a little hard to accept, right? But what I say to that is, as much as I want to be just American, I'm reminded every day that I'm not just American. I have experienced prejudices. I have walked into stores where I know I can afford things, but those people don't expect that I can. So I'm followed in a store. There's eyes that are staring to make sure I don't lift something and stick it in my pocket. You feel that. You feel that. Those sorts of things. That is why an extension of our identity is significant and why it's shared, right? So as much as I want to say, yes, I'm American, I'm reminded every day that I'm not just American. And that's hard.
Now what? Mm-hmm. It's been approved now. The search for a textbook, I assume, will go on because that's not been great so far in the past. Mm-hmm. Are there any possible books that you might be looking at for guidance? I know that the Houston ISD course was serving as a guide. Is the board maybe thinking of going along in that direction when it comes to the coursework?
Absolutely. So right now, as it stands, the Houston ISD Moss course is being looked to as the foundation for this piece. So this is what we're starting with. We've never had standards for a course like this. And so that is what we're building off of. And so moving into our June meeting, it's essentially the first review of what those standards look like. And so it'll be a more strongly vetted version that we will come out of the June meeting with. And we'll go through the same process moving into our September meeting for second reading. And, you know, depending on how conversations go, we could be looking at adopting a course in September, if not November of this year, which is really, really exciting to me. And I have every hope in the world that my colleagues around the boardroom will come to their senses and just accept the name change for what it is. You know, respect a field of study that is researched. Respect a population of individuals who identify as such, and understand that this isn't about, you know, not being patriotic. This is about enriching the American experience. This is about adding to the beauty of America, you know, and throughout this conversation, you know, they're conflating two issues, right? Nationality versus ethnicity and culture. I'm every bit as American as I am every bit Mexican. You know, and I'm proud. I'm proud of that. And I shouldn't be judged because of that. I shouldn't have somebody else identify me, right? That identity is something personal. one of the central tenets of being an American, of our country, is freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and that is freedom of identity. And that was taken away from a huge population of individuals.
We've been speaking with Marisa Perez Diaz, representing District 3 on the Texas State Board of Education. The board will meet again June 12th through the 15th. It'll use that time to review state standards for the course, ethnic studies, and overview of Americans of Mexican descent. The Texas Education Agency will open the subject for public comment no earlier than July 13th and will continue accepting public comment through mid-September. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Norma Martinez produced the broadcast. Our executive producers are Steve Short and Fernando Ortiz. Our digital editor is Vince Kong. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.